Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first Patreon episode of the Manic Candace podcast. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, whenever and wherever you're listening, my friends. I thank you for being here. Thank you for subscribing to the $5 monthly tier. That is the highest it's going to go. I'm not going to have any more tiers. I'm not going to raise the price for extra episodes a week is what I'm trying to say, but I may include different tiers for different things as they come up. You know, things get creative. I could come up with ideas, but I'm just so excited to finally have a Patreon episode. I know I've been talking about it for almost a year now. I've had a Patreon for quite some time. I just haven't uploaded to it. So this is one thing off my New Year's resolution, so I'm really happy. Today, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, we're going to discuss Down Low Men. This is a part two to the episode that is not on the Patreon, that is free, that is currently number three on the charts for the Manic Candace podcast. So that episode, I cover my stance on Down Low Men. I talk about how Down Low Men are causing more hurt to, like, the straight woman community. But ever since then, I have gained a new perspective on Down Low Men. I'm not so hard on them anymore. I have a different perspective. And what I mean by that is I went undercover. Like I said, I would in the previous Down Low Men episode, I went undercover and I made a Grindr account. Now, I will get into this a little later in the episode, but basically, I saw for myself what it was like to have a bunch of gay men want to hook up with you. And like, it's just so easy. And so there's someone that I know. There are a couple people that I know that are down low. Okay. And there's something wrong. There's something deeply rooted in their past, whether it be their parents, whether it would be the church or just society. There's a reason why down low men aren't coming out. Do you get what I mean? Like, and some men, some down low men, they blame straight women for being homophobic. That's the reason why they're down low. But it's much deeper than that. Without saying anyone's name, without telling anyone's story, I know someone who is down low. Experiencing their sexuality for the first time in their life. They are much older. I'm not sure if they have had a wife or kids or anything, but it sounds to me like they do have a wife or had a wife. They are just now experimenting in their homosexuality or their bisexuality. They're exploring what that is. And like I said in my episode of Could You Turn Gay, you owe it to yourself to find out. But at what point do you stop hiding? Do you stop lying? Do you stop concealing yourself from the world and hurting others in return? So I understand that the conditions for coming out if you're down low aren't so great, but just know that you cause more harm than good. And I thought I'd seen it all when it comes to I knew Grindr is like a hookup app or whatever, but nothing could prepare me for this mere debauchery on that app. It is disgusting. How many men were willing to sleep with me knowing that I was down low and knowing that I had a family, knowing that I had children? Or sometimes I would mix it up and say I had a girlfriend. But they knew, like, every man that I approached or had approached me on the app. Okay, this is how I did it. I made a fake profile for Grindr. And then I proceeded to get matches with different men in the area who wanted to hook up. And I told them that I was on the down low. And that if they were okay with that, and that we had to be discreet because I was married, and if they were okay with that. It makes me wonder if you're down low. And in turn, a lot of those men said that they were down low as well. So they were like, no worries, I'm down low too. Or sometimes they would enter the chat with the DL question, like with DL question mark, like down low. So my down low men episode one was based off a tweet saying that the down low community is bigger than the LGBTQ community, and how many retweets and quote tweets and likes they got on that tweet was immense and shocking, which prompted me to make the first episode and now prompted me to make the second episode post investigation. I thought I have seen it all, but gay men are whores, especially the down low ones. I've seen it for myself. Was I baiting? Sort of. But I had to make sure that I told, for the experiment to work, I had to make sure I told them I was down low, and I had to make sure I told them I was married, which were lies, but they wanted to meet up with me anyways. And that got me thinking, like, how many husbands, how many boyfriends are, how many husbands, how many boyfriends are out there playing house and then getting their dick sucked right after work? It's just a quick stop, you guys. A lot of these men wanted to meet with me at gas stations. A lot of these men wanted to meet with me at hotels. A lot of these men wanted to, for me to come over to their house, but a lot of it was in parking lots. So these men that I was conversating with on Grindr, these fellow down low men, didn't mention anything about their wives or their girlfriends. And I kept conversation. I would ask them, like, does your wife know? Does your wife suspect anything? Does anyone suspect anything? Just, like, different shit. I wonder how many people on Grindr, on that app, are just married. It's staggering. And then the alarming thing is that how, you got to think, this thing could be addicting. If you're down low, you always have a source of sex, which is Grindr. No, please note that not everyone who is on Grindr is down low. It's just an easy app to use because it's catered to gay men. Back to the friend that I have. They are very happy in their experimenting, and they thanked me for, being the voice to allow them to go experiment. Now, what I wonder is how many people will he hurt coming out if he were to come out? And that's what I want to empathize with, is that if you are someone later in life, barely giving yourself permission to explore your sexuality, and let's say you have a wife, and let's say you're gay, and the only one who knows it is you. You're down low. Let's say you're down low, okay? And you are late in life. Let's say you're in your 50s, and the repressed urges, the homosexual urges that you have suppressed your whole life starts, it's always going to be there. You know, you have a relationship, and then you're finally comfortable to go experiment. You start experimenting, and then you realize this is my authentic self, this is my authentic life, and then you choose to leave your wife and your kids and your family because you want to be who 100% you and who you are. You want to be with your gay lover. You want to be gay, outwardly gay. That's going to hurt a lot of people because you've been hiding this whole time, lying this whole time. That's where I emphasize. That's why people don't come out. That's why down low men don't come out, is because they have so much to lose. And I just want to say that you have so much to gain. Living your authentic self is one of the best gifts that you can give yourself as a down low man. Being authentic, living authentically. Living in fear is nothing. No, none of us are made to do. We're not built that way. We're not built to be living in fear. I just want to go back into a little more detail as to what these guys were telling me. I talked to about 100 guys. Back and forth. Going through details of our arrangement that never happened. Because obviously I'm not going to show up. I'm a woman. But they didn't know that. I would block them. Like once they thought I was on my way or something, I would block them. But, you know, there wasn't a lot of, you know how guys, gay guys, they go top or bottom. There wasn't a lot of bottom sex arranged. It was a lot of top sex. It was a lot of blowjobs. And I was thinking, if the majority of blowjobs are going on the majority of the hookups going on Grindr are blowjobs, then that makes me wonder, like, okay, well, how many people have herpes? Like, what's the herpes look like? What's the herpes population? For, like, oral herpes. So let me... Because you can get herpes from a blowjob, from kissing, and you can get herpes... it says on Google, it says overview, herpes infections are very common. 50 to 80% of American adults have oral herpes, HSV1. All that I could think to my head, like that's a lot, like half the country has herpes. half the country has herpes, okay? Like, and that got me thinking, I'm like, could this be a big contributor to that? Is blowjobs from down low men, like contracting herpes from, you know, they're doing their blowjobs or whatever, and then kissing their wives. I don't know. I think of the risks involved when it comes to the down low lifestyle. You could get outed. That's another thing. Any of these men could have like did an investigation on me. Let's say if I was a real man going out there the way I was with a real wife and a real kid. Let's just say that I was on Grindr doing that for real. Any of these men could have did like a fucking background search on me or whatever on my IP address and then call my wife or post on social media and tag my social media saying that I'm gay. So there are so many risks. And then I just want to talk about Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner. Do you remember Kris Jenner was really, really devastated when her ex-husband, now transgendered Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, old Bruce, when he decided to live life as a woman? She was devastated because this whole time he repressed his desires. For the sake of what? For the sake of face. For the sake of not feeling, for not disappointing people. I have a problem with people pleasing. And I'm going to talk about that on the regular episodes of the Manic Candace podcast. Is people pleasing. If you are a down low man, you are inherently a people pleaser. Because you are trying not to hurt someone. Whether that's yourself or someone else, like a wife or a girlfriend. It happened to me and my best friend at the time in high school, Carla. Both of the guys that we were in love with, and they knew we were in love with them. They used us as like the girl that they led us on. No, like they use us as like a front to let all the other straight guys know, like, hey, I'm not gay. How could I be gay? I'm talking to so-and-so who tells everyone that I have a crush, that they have a crush on me. So it turns out after high school ended, they both came out as gay. And I'm just like, ouch. That doesn't fucking feel good. If you're listening to this and you suspect that your husband or your boyfriend is gay, I'm here to tell you, you're probably right. God has given you an intuition, specifically for women. If you think your boyfriend or your husband is creeping with other men, take his phone because the evidence is there. Gay men are nasty, especially when they're sneaking around. And if I ruffle a few gay men's feathers, I really don't give a fuck. You can post your grievances in my inbox, in my, like info@mdmnq.com. I think it's just so fucking rude to be secretly gay and have a girlfriend, to be secretly gay and have a wife and have children and have a family. It gets to a point where I no longer have tolerance for your feelings as a down low man. Like your feel, like, cause all those feelings you have that keeps you down low is based in fear. And that tells me you're a coward. And I don't appreciate that. I don't respect that. And not only do, like a lot of women will agree with me on this. If you have experience with down low men, I want to hear it. We could do a down low men part 3, where I could bring on someone who was married to someone who was down low, and then they found out, or if you don't have to been married, maybe just boyfriend and girlfriend. You can always tell like when a guy is like using you for a front. For other guys to signal that he's not gay because he doesn't want to come across as gay. They'll hold your hand, but they'll never like give you a kiss, or they'll give you a kiss, but they'll never fuck you or like finger you, or like they're very hesitant. They ignore you a lot, but then they want to be your best. They want to be friends. Without like sexual things. But like now looking back on it, I'm just like, wow. I was played. And that's another thing you risk is the as a down low man is the wrath. Is the wrath of who you did wrong. You could put yourself in danger. It could be fatal. I could imagine, like, I remember recording the Down Low Men episode, the first one. I remember what I said. I said, if I ever found out that my husband was gay, if I ever fucking found out that my fucking husband was gay, I'd be scared of what I would, of how I would react. If I found that shit, like, because, like, think of, like, you know, if you're a woman, you know, getting cheated on, it hurts. And then if you ever been cheated on, you know, you like, and you can't help but to like figure out who she is and what she looks like. And then there's a part of you as a woman that just because cheating, that feeling of being cheated on, like when you know who she is, when you know what she looks like, and she's prettier than you, and she's totally opposite the way you look, and you just feel like shit. Can you imagine that? But a man did that to you. But he's fucking other men. The same way you feel about that girl, you're gonna feel about that those guys that they're fucking. It's a disgusting feeling to know that, you know, I haven't felt it, but I've read about it. And I can only imagine how I would feel, which I don't know how I would feel. But if I found out my partner was gay and we're in a whole ass relationship and he was fucking men this whole time in our relationship, I'd think I'd kill someone, or I'd fuck up a vehicle, or I'd get charges, vehicular homicide. I'm just kidding. I can't believe the audacity the population of down low men have. And the second guy in my life that is down low, he has a whole family, a wife, two kids. And I remember his wedding, his secret gay lover tapped him on the butt on the dance floor. And I'm like, the audacity at the wedding reception. I chimed in with the, haven't you people ever heard of closing the goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. Like, really? Really? And ever since then, I've been clocking him. I'm just like, when is your wife gonna realize? Or when are you gonna expose yourself? Or when is your lover gonna get tired of being on the side? He tells your wife that y'all have been lovers since college. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm talking like, not like regular college, like mass, like when they got their master's. It goes deep. It goes really, really deep. So I keep on taking, I know I ain't taking. Y'all, I just want to pause the episode really quick and say thank you again for listening. Share the Patreon with your friends, family, and your followers. If you made it here, stay tuned, because we're going to have new episodes every week. That's right. Every week we're going to have new episodes in addition to the new episodes of the Manic Candace podcast. So there's going to be at least 8 episodes a month going forward. I'm so excited to get on this new schedule. I'm so excited to have you here with me. I will be discussing the next topics of the Patreon here in a little bit, so let's pull up my notes. All right, so for this month, we did this episode called Down Low Men 2. Our next episode, we're going to talk about work romances, me wanting plastic surgery. Let's see here. Unpopular opinions. Yeah. Oh, we got more episodes. On the regular channel of the Manic Candace podcast, we're going to be talking about consequences of social media, hitting the wall, sugar daddies, which might be a Patreon episode, today's beauty standards, dating younger men, ketamine versus depression, getting away with crime, which will be a Patreon episode, gambling addiction, people pleasing, things to avoid in 2024, which is going to come out the same day as today. So this episode of Patreon is going to come out before I read the regular episode of the Manic Candace podcast. And it is January 2nd, Tuesday. So our Patreon episodes are going to come out on Tuesdays. Signs They Hate You is another episode. You're Pregnant, Now What is an episode. And Is My Man Gay an episode. So I have lots and lots of new episodes planned for the next few months, for this entire year, actually. I have 1,000 episodes planned. I know I'm really anal, but like, it's the best way to predict the future is to plan it. That's what I heard. Now, I want to take this moment to engage with you all. I need your help. My ratings are too small in number for how many people listen. So can you please rate the podcast on the platform that you listen to, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts? I don't think you can do it on Patreon. I'm not sure, but if you can, please rate me. Rate me as much as you can. Write a review. I do ask for 5 stars, but, you know, don't be an asshole. I also look at my statistics of how many people who are listening are followers of the podcast and how many are not. About 51% of you who listen to my podcast are following the podcast. And about the other 51%, I mean, the other 49% of listeners are not. So if you're someone who listens to the podcast regularly, please follow the podcast. This way you don't miss any notifications of new episodes. You can turn off notifications too, I think so. But as long as you're following the podcast, it's always going to be on your home feed, and so you can recognize when I upload something. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm going to have some more opportunities for like merch and things like that. But that's going to come later on. I want to have guests exclusively on Patreon. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to go live a few times. Let me tell you my vision for this podcast. I want a studio, a studio I could rent out for the year, and where I could do my episodes and I can use their equipment and I can invite guests. And I want to have a really, really, really nice interview setup. Like the Wendy Williams show, or you know those shows where they interview people with their own cards with their logo on it? That's how I want to be. I will say, though, back to Download Men, I will say it's not easy to be both a man and gay. I think this is the issue. I understand that all boys are expected to be men, like whatever the fuck that means. But I know that being gay isn't synonymous with being a man. That's what I've heard. Like, you can't be a man if you're gay. You can't be a real man if you're gay. I've heard that sentiment from homophobic people. And that must be hard as a boy, knowing that, as a gay boy, knowing that growing up. I think you can be both. I think two things can be true at the same time. But finding out what that means for yourself takes a lot of courage, and I admire that. But if you are down low, come out. You know, recognize you're going to hurt someone's feelings and be prepared for that. Be prepared and live your life as sincere moving forward, as sincere as you can, because you're going to break someone's heart. All right. This is Candace with the Manic Candace Podcast first Patreon episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will see you next week, or I will talk to you next week. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. I bid you adieu. Bye-bye. And don't forget, there is another new episode premiering later today on the regular Manic Candace podcast streaming platform. So anywhere that's not Spotify, anywhere that's not Patreon, I'm coming out with a new episode. It's called What to Leave in 2024. Or it's called Things to Avoid in 2024. All right, bye.